Welcome to Friend of Maryland. My name is Kat Pause, and this is a fat-friendly space. Today on Friend of Maryland, I explore the fat liberation movement's response to the Strong for Life campaign in Georgia in the United States. I also chat with Marilyn Wan about the new Fatso Day Planner for 2012. You may or may not have heard about a new campaign in the state of Georgia in the United States. The campaign is called Strong for Life, and its purpose is to battle childhood obesity. They've decided that the best way to do that is to actually bully and pick on fat children, and have produced a series of ads of fat child actors with labels across such as, "Warning, it's hard to be a little girl if you're not. Stop childhood obesity. Strong for Life." Not surprisingly, a great deal of concern has been raised about these ads, including the concern that this will do nothing but further stigmatize fat children and make them the victims of even more hate and bullying. Of course, if we're concerned about the health of fat children, encouraging them to be bullied and picked on is not going to do any good. What's been fantastic about the campaign is that it's actually provided yet another galvanizing moment for the fat liberation movement. So there's been quite a large response out of that community for this campaign. For example, there's a Facebook group, which is called Stop Strong for Life Fat Shaming Campaign. I encourage you to go out and like the group and join. There's also a Tumblr that's been set up called Stand for Kids. So go check that out as well. There's a petition at change.org that you can sign. There's another website, which is fatkidsunited.wordpress.com. And the most recent response to these ads has come from the incomparable Marilyn Wan, a fat activist and author in San Francisco in the United States. She has taken the likeness of the campaign ads and has encouraged fat people to take photos, which she is then stripping down in a similar fashion as these ads, and designing her own campaign about supporting people of all sizes, including fat kids. The first ad pictures Marilyn herself, and hers reads, "I stand against harming fat children. Hate does not equal health." Other notable figures from the fat liberation movement have joined in as well. So, for example, Amanda Levitt from Love Your Body Detroit has one that reads, "I stand against teaching kids to hate their bodies. Hate does not equal health." And Reagan Chastain from Dances of Fat, hers reads, "I stand for healthy children of all sizing. Fat shaming is bad for our health." And Kath Reed from the Fat Heffalump Scott, "I stand for joyful activity for all, free from shame." All of these ads are amazing. I would encourage you to get a picture and think about what you would want your I stand to stand for. I got my picture done today, and I just sent it off to Marilyn. Send yours off for well to marilyn@fatso.com. Join in the movement, sign the petition, get involved, stop this hateful campaign. Joining me today is Marilyn Wan. Marilyn Wan is a fat activist in San Francisco, California, and the author of the book Fatso. Marilyn is, as many of you know, also the inspiration for the title of my blog and of the show Friend of Marilyn. Marilyn, thank you so much for coming on.
I'm so glad to be back. I love your show. It's really, really awesome. You're doing good work.
Well, I'm just excited that you're my first guest of 2012 because you were my first guest ever. So I think we'll have to do a yearly thing where you are the first guest of every new year.
Well, or we'll just have to keep coming up with firsts.
Well, that too. Absolutely. We could start our own kind of book of records first.
Yes.
Gosh, I don't even know the other first that we could do, but I bet we could figure it out. You're a creative person. You could do that.
Likewise, we'll find it.
So I wanted you specifically on today, though, to talk about the new 2012 Fatso Day Planner, because it is the must-have gift for the holiday season of 2011. And I thought it would be great for us to just kind of chat about it, and you can talk about it and whatnot. So just to kind of start, why did you decide to do a day planner?
Well, I realized that some people have their schedules on computer or electronic devices.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. I have tried it. It just doesn't work for me. I like to carry a little piece of paper book with me everywhere. I like to be able to doodle. I like to be able to put stickers and, you know, cards and pieces of paper that I get. I like a thing. And it occurred to me that the thing that I carry around with me could also be kind of my dream object of fabulousness, celebrating weight diversity and health at every size. It could be like a thing that reinforced my worldview, not just, you know, I mean, I always look for something cute or something that's really designed the way I want it to be, but also that could have a social justice meaning that is exactly what I want. And so I decided to make that, and I decided to just see if anyone else wanted one. And I think there's still a really good thing to get, even though some of the weeks of 2012 have already passed us by. The Fatso Day Planner, I'm going to do it again next year, and it's even more full of great fabulousness and art. But this first year, I think I really pulled off a pretty good thing. Every month has an artist, a different artist who's fat positive and or fat, and every month is a different fat animal in the 2012 edition. So you see the hippo month is balloon animals that a fat artist made and took photos of, or there's a month where there's an elephant drawn by an amazing comic book graphic novel artist, or there's a month, this is a fat animal that maybe lots of people haven't heard of, but there's an artist who created a series of art around the obese, O-B-E-A-S-T, which is a kind of an iconic creature that she invented in response to what's evidently an urban myth of kind of the legend of the, I don't know, how would you describe an obese in the urban mythology?
I don't know, something kind of like a Sasquatch or a Bigfoot,
yeah,
kind of
like
thing.
Yeah, like a Sasquatch with lipstick and a moo moo.
Who's out to steal your food and squash your children.
right. Oh no, they're going to eat cake and sit on us. So, the obese, she's making a museum of obese conservation studies. So you can look that up online and see her work. It's a brilliant turning the tables on fat-hating stereotypes and doing something that just makes me laugh out loud and delightful. So the month of the obese is really good. There's a pig month, there's a cow month. The cow month, I love the artist Cindy Baker, who is from Canada. She did this really great cow, and there are these little footprints leading up to the cow, and if you look at them, she pointed out to me that they look like sequins that have been sewn on like a really fabulous outfit.
Mm.
So that's a really beautiful thing, but also if you notice, the cow has been walking backwards, and I arranged them that way because I decided that the cow, and this is a secret that only is going to be revealed on your radio show. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
If you look at the month of the cow,
which is
the
June,
month of the day planner, I'm looking at it right now. It's the month of June. The little footprints go across the right-hand page and continue onto the left-hand page, and then there's the cow on the left, right?
Right.
If you notice, the cow seems to have been walking backwards. And what has it been doing? It has been moonwalking.
Oh, Marilyn.
So it's just that level of handcrafted loving detail.
I love it. Well, you know,
I almost hurt myself.
I know. Well, and I mean, what's so great about the planner is, I mean, as you mentioned, there's the great art for each month by different great artists. And of course, there's lots of great quotes. And then at the back, you know, you've got Brian from Red Number Three's, his Fat Hate Bingo, which I just got my big poster, my Fat Hate Bingo poster that I put in my office, which is great. And you've got stuff about health at every size and, you know, health at every size provider websites and positive stuff for fat sex. And there's just so many little kind of resources in here, so many tidbits that are so valuable.
Yeah, and it's still a really portable little book. It's not like I filled it up, you know, and made it into this giant tome.
Yeah.
there are some what I consider kind of vital information about sex and clothing and civil rights and health and feeling fabulous about yourself. And yeah, the Fat Hate Bingo I think is brilliant. Whatever poster you've got I don't know if it's exactly the same version that's in the day planner, because I know he kind of switches it up in Fat Hate Bingo. If you picture a bingo card, each one of the little things that you might mark off is one of the things that people use to justify hating fat people, one of the statements. So they're really brilliant. Like one of them says, epidemic, diabetes, heart disease, you know, and so during the year, as you go through the year, you can, you know, the point is to play bingo with them. It's just whenever people say that stuff to you, you can mark it off on the bingo card. And you're like, bingo, I win. You said something fascinating to me. So it really, I think Brian is, Brian Stewart of Red 3, which is a blog, is just brilliant in having created that. And then a fat activist from Sweden named Adrian Repka had the brilliant idea of drawing muffin tops, because I think it's nice to have like a page for you know, directed doodling. And so there's a page of six muffin tops that you can color in or doodle, and it's really not clear whether they're a form of pastry or a form of anatomy, and you can choose as doodler how to fill them in. There's a couple games included. There's a whales and hippos game where the whales are trying to migrate and the hippos are trying to cross the river, and you can play with a friend. And there's a suggestion about instead of rock, paper, scissors, I invented a new game with the help of some friends called it Portmanteau instead of Rochambeau. I just thought that was a funnier name. And it's donuts, elephants, and belly flops. So instead of rock, paper, scissors, picture to yourself you make a little donut symbol with your hand.
Yeah.
That's donut. And then if you make a fist and then stick your thumb out, that's elephant.
Okay.
And then if you just, if you, you know, splay your fingers out and push your hand away from yourself as if you were crushing a grape on a tabletop or something like that, which I know you do all the time.
Oh, cool.
That is belly flop.
Okay.
Answer for belly flop. So, elephant sucks up belly flop. Belly flop drenches donut. And clearly, donut encircles elephant trunk. And you can play the game. So, and there's like little photos of the hand gestures so that you can be reminded. And, I think that, I was inspired, I have to give credit, I was inspired by a thing here in the States, maybe people have it in Australia too, called the Slingshot Organizer. Are we in Australia? No.
New Zealand.
New Zealand, I know. Oh my goodness, I apologize.
That's all right, we'll forgive
you. Here we have a group of anarchists who put out this thing called the Slingshot Organizer, and it's every day of the year they have all these interesting historical references or political facts, and they put a couple articles about, you know, how to keep yourself rejuvenated as an activist. And it's a really great thing, and people use it and love it, and it supports their political consciousness throughout the year. And so I was inspired by their example to do something specifically about body liberation.
Yeah.
And I think we need it. I think it will do me good, and I hope it will do people good. I'm hearing from people who have their Festo Day Planner already, and they're saying that they're just really boosted by the quotes and just the presence of it in their daily goings and comings. Every time they open it, there's something saying to them that they belong in the world and that they deserve to feel good about themselves. And we all get to have that feeling, I think, really necessary. Also, the outside cover is very simple. It's got a spiral binding. It's metal, silver metal with a little silver embossed title sticker on the front, but then you get to decorate it. It's either you can leave it plain, which is awesome, or people are decorating their day planners to, you know, kind of customize them, and then they're sending their photos in. So we're going to have this huge gallery online of all of the ways that people are embellishing what's already there.
Well, you know, I can say that as someone who stopped using paper day planners quite a few years ago, because I was able to embrace the online, and then once I got my iPhone where I had access to my little Outlook calendar all the time, it really just kind of took over.
Sure.
I ordered a few because I was like, you know, well, one, obviously to support you and what the work you're doing.
Aww.
And I knew I'd want to give gifts, and I knew I'd want to like keep one because I'm trying to start like kind of just for my own records, kind of like a history of, you know, just keeping kinds of things like that. And when I got it and I saw how small it was, because I think that's one thing a lot of people don't actually know, like it is extremely portable. It's not this big, you know, kind of thing. It's not even the size of like a normal sheet of notebook paper, if you will. I realized, I was like, oh, that's small enough that I can actually take that everywhere with me. And so while I'm not necessarily using it the same way that I use my other day planner, I love having it with me. Yeah, I think the size makes it perfect for someone like me who isn't using it as like an actual kind of day planner per se, to still kind of tote it around everywhere and use it to make notes and make comments and remind myself of things. And it's just been awesome.
Oh, it's like a oddly organized blank book.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, and I'm kind of using it to actually organize everything for my show. So like, it used to be when I'd think of things, or I'd come across a blog, or I'd hear a comment that I'd want to comment on my show. I'd try to remember, I'd frantically send myself an email on my phone, and now I just jot it down, and now I just jot it down in my Fatso Day Planner, and I'm like, yay, this is perfect.
Awesome. Well, I really appreciate that you're using it in a way that lets its spirit be in your daily life, and also is something that is useful to you.
Yeah.
I think people could use it for grocery lists or phone numbers when they're out clubbing. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's a little bit much to carry at a nightclub, but
it would fit in a small purse.
Like 4 inches by like not even 6 inches.
Yeah, yeah. It would definitely fit in a really small purse without a problem.
Yeah, totally. Well, I carry a really small purse. I am ironically very kind of like minimalist. I think people think of fat people as kind of, you know, slobs.
Right.
You know? And I'm really minimalist. I only want, like, the things I have to really use a lot during my day have to be really easy to use and not a hassle. So, like, I don't have a zipper on my wallet because I'm not going to be like, zip, zip, zip every time I have to get my money out. You know, I have to have like a easy design, you know, simplicity of design, and so that's what I was trying to get at, you know, something that would actually not get in your way, but enhance your way.
Well, I definitely think that this does that.
And one of the really great things about the Festo Day Planner is there's a quote from Cat Clausey in it.
Well, there's...
Are you gonna read the quote? Because I feel like I think that only you could really deliver it properly.
Well, I mean, there is a quote from me, which is, you know, fantastic, and I still can't quite believe that I'm included in this amazing thing that you did, but there's so many other great quotes as well from so many other people that identify as fat activists and fat scholars, and even people that don't necessarily identify in with the movement but are doing work that sits alongside of it. Yeah, it's just awesome.
Which ones have caught your attention, or is there one that catches your eye at the moment?
Gosh, I mean, honestly, they all do. Like, they're all so, well, it's because
I found Kat Pazre's book. Can I read it?
you may absolutely read it.
Kat said, "Most concern about the health of fat people is really just fat prejudice. People do not care about my health. It is a way for them to express their own disgust for and fear of my fat. They don't care if I starve myself to lose weight or if I get regular exams at the doctor, but that's their problem, not mine." But see, that is an awesome quote. That just really says so much. And it sits right there at the bottom of the page where the quotes go. It's super fun.
Yeah, the quotes are pretty great. And of course, we can't forget the fabulous flip book dance of Reagan Chastain in the corner as well, ending with the belly bump between you and her.
So, do you know about, have you mentioned to people about the secret handshake? Do they know about the secret
You know, I
handshake
don't
yet?
know if they do or not. I think you should share with them what the secret handshake is of us fat liberated people.
So, I will go way back in my fat activist body liberation experience, my history. I was attending a NAFA convention, which is an American fat civil rights organization, and every year they have a convention. And at the end of the convention, they used to do this thing where everyone would stand around in a giant fat circle in the ballroom of the hotel where the thing was. And we would sing some really maudlin, sappy song about how much we loved each other and we're going to go out and change the world, right? And I agree with every single bit of this stuff, but also I can't take that much sincerity at once. You know, it makes me want to do something irreverent. And so I admit that I was really naughty and I couldn't stay in the circle singing the song. You know, what's the song that they sing when the Grinch stole Christmas? That song, you
Oh,
know?
sure.
And we didn't sing that song. But anyway, so I started going around this giant circle full of like 200 or 300 people and bumping my belly to the parts of their belly, you know, gently, not like
Well, sure, you're
up
not
to the
trying to
chest.
body check them, you know.
This is not like the sea, this is not like rams butting heads. It's a greeting, really. It's a body greeting. And so I started going all the way around the circle, and people started anticipating when I would get to them and being ready for their belly bump. And so it's become, ironically, the secret handshake of the body liberation movement, which you can certainly know about. Anyone can do it. And it feels really nice. Everyone's belly bump has its own signature, its own particular feel. It's really very lovely.
Well, listen, Marilyn, we're just
So,
about out of time for today, but I want to thank you for putting together the day planner and also for coming on the show to talk about it.
thank you so much. I hope people enjoy it, and I hope people have an awesome 2012.
Closing the show is Aretha Franklin with Respect.